ourselves miniature universes. Subconsciously, we all expand.
So, good morning or good afternoon, yoga lovers. We're here for the 15th yoga radio session. And I'm very happy to announce our guest today. His name is Christian and his last name is Hell. And I would like first to congratulate you for your son, Elliot.
Ah, thank you very much. It's a new life.
It's your first?
It's my first child and it feels right. Yeah, a lot of people think that it's going to, you know, change your life because it's lots of screaming and late nights and all of this. But for me, it just feels right. It feels normal and natural. And
it's going to
that's pretty cool.
It's going to change, I think.
Yeah. it's going to change, yes.
Now the adventure starts.
Yeah, totally. And wow, Elliot, my son. I've always been wondering about what my son would be named or daughter. And it was a total surprise. We didn't want to know anything. And Elliot was born 10 days early. And yeah, now I've got a son named Elliot.
Now he's here.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So I must ask you about your last name. I mean, if you translate it in Swedish, it becomes something different. Or even in English, it's something special.
Yeah, I guess a name is a name, but it's a name that was just given to me. It's not my birth name, but it was given to me many years ago, and it just stuck. And I've been able to use that with my various projects over the years. And you can just add Hell to anything, really. Doesn't need to mean what people, I guess, assume it means. It's just a name. So, you know, I've been running like Hell. I've been cheering like Hell. Brunching like Hell. There's all sorts of things we do. So it works.
So many people in Stockholm have met you at Trädgården, Under Bron, where you have been host.
Yeah, actually it was for 6 or 7 years I've been at Trädgården operating Hell's Lister. just basically making sure that if people want to have a great night, I make that happen for them. And it's been an awesome way for me to, you know, I've come to Stockholm, I got this job, I knew two or three people, and after that, my time at Trädgården, I got to know Stockholm. And now there are so many opportunities that have come my way from that, and not just opportunities, but good friendships.
It must be an amazing way to build a network.
Yeah, it's huge because, you know, when people are trying to get into a club like Trädgården, they've got their lies ready and they've got their smiles ready. So everyone's in a good mood, you know. And I'm just happy now that since leaving my role at Trädgården, I've been able to build on those initial 15-second meetings. 3,000 15-second meetings every weekend is now, you know, maybe it's turned into 200 meetings where I can spend an hour or a day with someone and really get to know these people, who are all creatives and interesting folk.
And then I know that Trädgården has put some effort into other activities, not just clubbing, but also leisure activities and alternatives to drinking and howling. So you started something.
Yeah, exactly. So during my work, it was four nights a week, and then these beautiful people you know, they party a little bit, and maybe they party a little bit too much, who knows? But I just think life's a great balance. And if you, myself, I tried running, and then I thought, why don't I invite some of these people running? So I put, I'm going for a run on Tuesday on my Facebook status, and 7 people showed up, and then it was 15, and then it was 24, and then, you know, some brands started looking and got interested in what was going on. And yeah, 3.5 years later, there is a movement going on. And, you know, people who might have been embarrassed to run because it wasn't so cool are now, you know, running in the daytime with other people.
And it's sort of a running club or something, or a community?
Yeah, I mean, we call it a crew, I guess.
Okay.
It's not like a traditional athletics club or anything like that. Technique's not so important to me. I just like going for a run and then talking about it with people afterwards, and not necessarily talking about running. And I think it's been working so well at Tregordon that now there's focus on this kind of... athleisure activities, or whatever you want to call it, including
Now we have yoga DJ sessions as well.
Exactly, yeah, yoga DJ sessions, and then I've seen other activities that I don't want to talk about right now, but you know, just pop up at Tregordon. So I guess the community sees that it's necessary and that it's fun to go and have a great time at night time, but also take care of your body through the rest of the week. And on Tuesday, what else are you going to do, you know? So we feel that with running.
So a short break for music then. It's time to finish this song. We are here at Tregordon. We moved the studio from Regeringsgatan, so if you hear some sound, it's the Skanstulls bridge and the cars passing by. So Kurt, the studio is almost set.
Yeah, we are moved the studio from Regeringsgatan to Underbron, and this winter and September, October and so on, we hope to reduce it in the other things happening at Underbron, maybe podcasts and music and so on.
Great. So you started some other thing as well called No Such Place. First run this summer. What is No Such Place?
It's a good question. No Such Place is an idea I've had for a couple of years, and I guess it sprouted from you know, the idea of run commuting and not using a car, and then also over the last few years I've been traveling around the world running with different running events and seeing the way that other crews kind of operate in different cities. And the one common denominator is that it's always attached to a race of some kind. But I'm not really interested in winning or competing in a race. So what I thought I'd do is I'd set up a secret location in a forest, and I wouldn't tell anyone about where it is until the actual day of the event. So people have to take a risk. Crazy risks. We have a checkpoint, they get a little map. It's not really orienteering so much, but yeah, just a fun thing. We attracted, I think it was 40 or 50 people show up in a car park. They got a little race kit, little energy bar or something, and then they had to find the festival. And at the festival, the winner, so to speak, where we don't have any prizes, but they got to press play on the music and start the party, basically. And then you camp for a couple of nights, and then you've got to run back. So it was no cars, it was no meat, and it was no milk. So we're very focused on the minimalizing the environmental footprint.
Yeah, that seems to be part of it. And also yoga was a part of it.
Yeah, we had a company came in and set up a like morning yoga. So after a 19-kilometer trail run, I guess people were feeling a bit stiff. And after a few cans of beer and whatever else they got up to, I think yoga was a nice addition to what we had. And it was an offering, and people chose to take it. I think two or three people sat out, but everyone else participated in... I guess a lot of them were first timers, so
It's going to happen next summer.
Yeah, one of the beautiful things about No Such Place is we had a slogan, "Leave No Tracks," and so I, as the host, I guess I lined everyone up in a line, and we walked along the property and picked up anything. Any bit of rubbish, any nails, or whatever you find. It's crazy what you find out there in nature. And why I did that is because we wanted to leave no tracks, leave it better than we found it, but also so that the farmer who was kind enough to give me some land would allow us to do it next year. I'm happy to say he's wants us to do it again next year. So yes, but I don't know when, and I'm not going to tell you where.
And so it's leavenotracks.com.
No, it's nosuchplace.se.
Oh, okay, but leave no tracks. You don't leave any tracks after being there.
Never. I hope so. I in my sort of welcoming speech, I was like, for all the smokers in the house, just don't leave a cigarette butt on the ground. That's rubbish, and you're putting it on the ground. So if I see one, we'll just cancel the whole thing. I mean, is that what I have to do to make a point? It's like, just be aware of you and where you are, and take care of nature.
So this is a dedicated project manager here and a project initiator. We'll stop for some music here, just to dwell on these matters.
Okay. We'll be right back.
So here we go again. I understand you were from Australia.
Yes, about 8.5 years ago, I was still living in a small beach town in Australia. It was beautiful, and you know, a lot of the Swedes ask me why. But I mean, you know, I spent 29 years there, and I have a lot of ideas. And in a small, sleepy, relaxed beach town, there's not so much opportunity. So I decided to adventure across the world and meet up with a couple of friends who I used to study fashion with, who are Swedish. And then it didn't take me long to find Trädgården, actually. So in the beginning, I found Trädgården and then ended up with a position here. And since then, you know, I just fell in love with the vibe of the city and the efficiency, the cleanliness. It's expensive, but there are reasons why it's expensive, and it works. And I think Sweden is a bit of a role model for the rest of the world, and it's home to me now. So yeah, I get home to Australia every 2 years, but Stockholm is home.
And now, for the first time, or first time in your life, you're employed, and you have the excellent or interesting title of lifestyle concierge. What happened?
Yeah, what happened? The phone rang, and it was somebody from Scandic. You know, a Scandinavian hotel chain, quite a big, massive corporate company. And I'm like, why are you calling me, you know? And they had a job on offer. And so I just said, no, I'm not interested. I'm doing my running projects, and they're working. But then they called again, and they're like, no, please come and listen. So I did. I went and I listened to what they had to say. And it turns out that they're opening a signature hotel named Downtown Camper by Scandic. And that they wanted to integrate all of what I've already been doing and working on for 3 years with what they're trying to do. So I thought, hey, this is like the ultimate compliment, because I can do what I've been working towards, and somebody's recognizing this and wanted to sign me up for a salary, you know, at the same time. But I'm not motivated by that. It's just that I've got a bigger stage now to communicate what I'm trying to do. And to coincide with that, I've been able to work with my friends and bring them in as well. So we apply the same philosophy that I have for running to many different activities, whether it be cycling or kayaking or yoga or skateboarding, longboarding. And yeah, so it's like, is this really happening? And it is actually happening. So
yeah, so is this happening?
So but you decided to incorporate yoga in this. Why?
I think, you know, we had a taste of things at the No Such Place Festival, but I think, you know, I've been keeping an eye on the DJ yoga that has been happening at Trädgården, and I think that approach to yoga is very much similar to the approach that we have on running. It's not so spiritual or, you know, to do with anything else. It's just, hey, we're going to do this, and it's fun, and you should join it, and you should try it, and you don't need to be scared, and this is when it's happening next. So yoga just seemed like it's just a nice compliment. I think we're living in a time where running and yoga are kind of booming right now. It's just now it's acceptable. Everyone knows what... It was like sushi in the beginning. No one wanted to eat sushi. Now everyone has sushi.
Yeah, right. So how does it feel to be employed?
Well, you know, we're still planning. We're actually executing everything now, and the hotel's due to open 1st of September. So I guess I have, I'm not really sure yet, because the hotel doors haven't opened yet, which is when my position really, really starts. I'm the first point of contact for anyone entering the hotel. And I guess my role there is to interact the guests with the local scene, and also the local scene with the guests. So it provides a lot of opportunity to meet new people who are international travelers or travelers from anywhere. I think it's going to be amazing. I get to do what I do.
And also it seems that you rather than to aim for the large corporations doing activities, you find small devoted entrepreneurs like this bicycle fanatics or bicycle enthusiasts at Söder.
Yeah, I mean, I think I put myself into anything I do. I work with my passion, my heart, and I think I've met some really good people along the way, and they're good people because I think that they're a lot like me. They're passionate about what they do, and so why not start with those guys? If I've been given this opportunity, why can't I bring my friends in? You know, not necessarily personal friends, but you get my drift. It's sort of like people who get it. They get it. They are the pulse. This is cutting edge. This is the future. It's just that they don't get the exposure, I guess, that brands with budgets get. So it's just real people getting an opportunity.
And it seems like the corporate world, they like this kind of interaction with the small, devoted entrepreneurs.
Yeah, because it's personal, it matters. So it's a meaningful experience each time. And, you know, with our weekly running sessions, for example, there are many strangers who come along to the session, but they leave as friends, you know. So it's like, it's just getting to know someone, giving them an opportunity. And in our environment, everyone's wearing the same clothing. So I don't know if they're a doctor or a, you know, whatever profession they have, it doesn't matter. It's just people, human and human. And it's 2017, it's about time.
And there will be a yoga DJ session in connection with the opening of the hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Brunkeberry's Tori is a new hotspot in the city. And I think what a great way to get people who have no idea, or maybe they do have an idea of what yoga is, but this kind of yoga you can do in your street clothes. So we'll set this up, and everyone is welcome. So come along.
That's great. So again, some music. Yeah.
I do love your lack of all expression, find it not at all distressing. Life was tailor-made for this refreshment, while life is really lacking dust, covered with details and fuss. You are one of those creatures who simply are. Simply are.
So you're a project man, and I think both Kurt and I, we identify with this. We're also people who try to do what we like and eventually try to make a living out of it. How do you, I mean, often when you're in the projects, it seems like all time is consumed and you don't get so much free time. But I know you have a trick for the weekends to sort of keep work out of your family time.
Yeah, I don't really know what a weekend is. I just like, because I guess this is what I'm learning about having a job. Jobs come with a schedule, and I've always been working without a schedule. I'm just like very passionate about what I do. So,
like 24/7.
Yeah. So it's 24/7. But I have a book now because I have this son. I want to be the best father I can be for my son. So I have a book about how to separate things like that. So hopefully I make it to the end of that book and can learn something from it.
And you don't receive mails. You try to keep your mail correspondence out of your weekends.
Yeah, I just pretend like I don't know how to sync my work mail with my personal phone or anything like that. So when I log in, I see what people want from me. And so it's. I think it works really efficiently for me. It's important, and I'm working on trying to keep my phone out of my bedroom as well. I think it's. I read some statistics or something where the phone is actually within 50 centimeters of yourself for most of your time. I think that's disgusting and horrible. So, but I'm guilty. So I'm working on that.
Yeah, it seems like in the future it will be a luxury, or it will be feel really nice to leave your phone somewhere and not put it on during maybe a week or so.
Yeah, I mean, people are offering digital detoxes. What is that? I've got no idea, but I guess it's necessary.
Yeah, so, all of us have to detox.
Yeah. I just thought it was about smoothies, but no, it's much more now.
Great. So you're a project Wild and Wicked project initiator, and I bet you have some other plans in store.
Yeah, I mean, right now, because of my transition from, you know, just being able to do whatever I want whenever, and now being a father, I think that now it's time to really focus on the good ideas. I think I've managed to, one of my favorite things is just to put ideas in my sketchbook, but to see them happen. And there are many that don't make the cut. There are a few that I trial, many fail, but I think no such place is a gem, diamond in the rough. I just need to polish it a little bit. I think the project at Downtown Camper with a massive corporate company allowing me to do things my way, I mean, wow. But where there are no limits there. And then just with my personal running, yeah, I'd like to run a little bit further, a little bit faster, and maybe continue with the traveling and things like that. But just keeping things simple.
Yeah. So it seems running is important for you. How do you use running? Is it your way of relaxation and getting some serotonin, endorphins, to get higher serotonin levels?
Yeah, I mean, there is such a thing as a runner's high, but I run twice a week with a crew, which is a bit like my family, I guess, as an expat. And this is actually a global phenomenon. It happens in many cities all over the world.
You use running as a sort of way of relaxation and to keep work out of it and just go with the flow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so twice a week I run with my family, my crew, and then when I really need to clear my mind, that's when I put headphones on and listen to music. I think music's super important for that, for a couple of reasons. It's there's rhythm, which can help determine the speed that you run. But I also pack my SL card, my train card, so I can just run and then catch the train home if I run too far to run back and things like that. But running for me is a way of networking. I also have I forgot to mention it, I have a blog called Hell and I, and that's a personal running project where I can meet people who I really want to get to know, but we run, and that's when I interview them and talk to them. And there's something beautiful that happens when you run, because your heart speeds up and you start puffing. And when you start puffing, you don't want to give a long answer. So it's short, truthful answers. I can get the truth faster than anybody. So it's an awesome thing, and it's just begun. I think I've produced five episodes so far. So many more to come.
So we have a few websites to remember. That's nosuchplace.com.
.se.
.se. And we have the blog. Where can we find it?
Yeah, it's all incorporated with my my mothership, I guess. So it's sidelinecity.com. You can find everything there. And, of course, on the Instagram or the Facebook, is everything's accessible.
That's great. So one final question. When will you learn Swedish?
Ah, this is actually one great thing about my my now career, because in the office it's all Swedish, even though it's an English first language hotel. So give me 11 and a half months.
Great. I remember when I met you for the first time at the queue at Trägården some 4 years ago, three maybe. And it was nice to meet a guy in talking English. It feels like you're an international place.
Yeah. And all Swedes want to practice their English,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally. And actually, that made my transition into Stockholm super easy, because I knew I didn't want to live in a country with English as a first language once I started my traveling. But Stockholm kind of made it easy on me, because I'm also learning English here in Stockholm.
Yeah, so we know that you won't become the second Colin Nutley. Colin Nutley has been here for 40 years speaking still English.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I can't promise you anything, but I can try.
That's great. So do you have anything more you would like to tell us with all your projects, or something you would like to tell the listeners?
No, I think I'd just like to welcome everyone to anything that you see with my name written on it, or any events that we're doing or supporting. Just please come along, and everyone's welcome all the time, and give it a try.
And it seems you're very good at as we say in Sweden, ragga sponsorer.
Okay.
You're very good. It seems that you're convincing.
Yeah, maybe I just, you know, I think I just do what I do, and not. Why is it that in 2017 the hardest thing to do is what you love the most? This is crazy. But it really is one of the hardest things to do. But I'm stubborn, so I'm just going to continue doing what I like to do, because I'm good at what I like to do, because I'm passionate about it. I can give it all of my time and energy. So, yeah. And
that's great. Did you have a business education or?
Maybe I dropped out of that. I think I did a short course once, but no, I just I learn on the fly. I learn from listening to people, and actually, I'll leave you with my life philosophy. Maybe I have it tattooed on my right arm, and it just says the politic of mutual help. And I was watching some documentary on ants and how ants work together, and it was like, why don't humans work like that? You know, we can do amazing things if we work together, and if we just find a mutual agreement rather than all of these different levels of people and different price tags and all of this kind of thing. Just human to human. I like you, you like me, let's do something, you know?
Great. We will become like ants.
Yeah. Maybe, or we have just met the nicest bouncer in the town.
Exactly, exactly.
Did you get in that night when you met me 4 years ago? Did I allow you through
of
the gate?
Course, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. We surround ourselves with people we like.
That's great. So thank you very much, Christian. We would like to add that on the 26th of August, we have the next Yoga DJ session here at Trägården, and we have a sponsor called GetDreams.com, which is an alternative saving method, and we also have Fitness 24/7, who gives 100 kronor to SOS Barnbyar for every yogi coming. And we also have Örjan Högberg doing a set during the session. You can find Örjan Högberg on Spotify, a wonderful musician. Among his merits are years of Fläskkvartetten playing. Do you have anything to add, Kurt?
No, nothing.
Okay, so welcome to 26, and keep tuned for yoga radio sessions. Thank you. The book.
Thank you.